The wettest spring you've ever seen is in Seattle. The great days of winter in the great Northwest can be a tough slog to get through, especially to the thousands and thousands of our newest neighbors who are still experiencing one of their first few Seattle winters. Did you know that Seattle is the fastest growing of America's 50 largest cities? We get new residents every single day. And these first sunshiny signs of spring, they deliver that much needed hope and optimism of the season to these newest soggy Seattleites. My mom, who moved to Seattle back in the 90s from the sunny shores of Florida to be near her grandkids, lasted about one Seattle winter before she fled back to the orange juice and sunshine of Florida's Gulf Coast. But false hope can be devastating to the souls in search of sunshine. And our region is notorious for the clinging clouds of a lingering winter. So even though it's likely, if not definite, that we've still got one or two or maybe three or four or five more days or weeks of dreary weather ahead, keep the faith, folks, and let a smile be your umbrella, because this month's long down payment we make in our Pacific Northwest residency is just the price we pay for our day after week after month exposure to what many of us truly believe is the most beautiful, picturesque, welcoming region in the whole of the USA. Time spent on biking trails, hiking trails, green spaces, lakes, rivers, recreation, the whole nine, in warm but not too hot weather on sunny days in the Northwest, that's our reward for fighting off the doldrums of a Seattle winter. And those glory days of a Seattle summer can't truly be appreciated for all their natural splendor and beauty without our having spent months of another soggy season soaking up that good old liquid sunshine.